Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I saw Radiohead in concert once. They were fun. Had a good time. It's the WIP Morning Show.
That's a great job by Franny right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the radio thing. That was good
no,
work.
No, really, like the timing of it all. Yeah. Like you got a great, you incorporated a really cool
good work
aspect.
And he is a creep,
there.
So it works. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, thank you so much.
I was Fran's the best. Fran, just, I had to. It was on a platter right
you
in front
and your
of
bad
me.
Nicknames.
That's true. Fantastic that over there. Thank you. Final Fantasy, I'll call him every once in a while. I didn't like that one too much. He gets real mad when I come up with nicknames. All right, 215-592.
That's a great one, man.
No, I really was proud of it.
Don't give him credit. No,
Final Fantasy.
I thought it was
Did all the kids at school call you Final Fantasy?
No, it's a little.
Hey, I love Final Fantasy.
I do too. I thought it was great.
I've played.
Yeah, you two can love
Final
it in there. That's fine.
In
say it all
days.
Fair. Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII was massive.
I never
Final
played Fantasy it, but I know it was a thing.
Oh man. I think I was playing Final Fantasy VII in, like, I don't know, the off-season 2002 or something.
Sounds right. That's the timing.
Like, this
right.
is like football time.
That's hilarious.
But anyway, that was the great game, Final Fantasy.
That's right. That's his nickname.
But I think the newest ones, like, I've sort of lost track. The newest one was recently released. It's probably amazing. Do you know anything about the newest Final Fantasy, Fran?
Okay. Didn't even deign to use his voice. I appreciate it. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a little bit, I need some advice from Richie and Rhea on a kid issue coming up in a little bit, plus your help as the audience, if you could help me. 215-592-9494. Plus, we're talking about a disastrous weekend for the Phils. Bryce Harper to the IL with a wrist injury. Otto Kemp called up. Exciting for the moment. Obviously did not have a great weekend. I think unfair to put too much on Otto with Harper going down.
No, I'm not
going
to go crazy.
But it was nice to see Otto Kemp
great
called
Great name,
up.
Too, by the
great
way.
Great name.
Otto
just
Kemp.
A winner's name right there. I agree.
But first and last.
Yeah.
Do you know middle? Is his middle?
We don't.
His middle is probably. What would that be? Like,
I see Fran typing furiously right now. I'm going to guess that he is looking it up as we speak.
I bet
speak.
It's like Marshall or something strong.
It's Severson.
Oh,
that's what
wild.
I'm talking about. That's a family name.
That's a good
Otto
name.
Otto Severson Kemp in
wow. Swedish, that's something like that.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
name should be president. Just the name
strong.
Should
strong.
Be president someday.
Yeah, I do think it gives him a leg up in life. So
Otto Severson Kemp,
strong.
Sevy Kemp,
Sevy. I like Sevy. It's all right.
I don't know. He's got it going on with that name. Not with the play. Just with the name.
215-592-9494. Your reaction to a dismal Phillies weekend, Harper to the IL, and concerns long-term with this team. Is this team good enough? Should they add to it at the trade deadline? A lot going on. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jude in Philadelphia. What up, Jude?
How you doing, fellas?
Hi, Jude.
First off,
oh, I should have said, hey, Jude. Damn it. Damn it. Sorry.
James.
Sorry. I'm sure no one's done that ever.
I'm not a Beatles guy.
You're not.
Me either.
Not at all.
It's okay, Jude.
So does that mean
your name isn't Jude? So it's tougher. Yeah.
Yeah. No. But I want to say I want to agree with Fran that French Open was pretty insane that last match. And yeah. I mean, I see a lot of problems with the Phillies right now. I think the big problem is you see like they keep having babies. And, like, that's a lot of time off and a lot of stuff that they're not focused on baseball for the most part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look, I'm not going to kill them grabbing babies, you know, but.
I do want
to. They're not the ones having the baby. I would like to point that out.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes. And also your fourth baby for Wheeler. I feel like at a certain point you know the drill. Like, shouldn't throw you off as much, maybe, you would hope, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But for the most, for timeless, I want to say Elvis Presley.
Sure, Elvis Presley.
Good one.
I think it's that's a pretty good answer right there.
So he's holding it against the guys that they're having babies. They've lost
I think
focus.
So. I had a call. I did leading off on Saturday, and I had a call with this. And I've seen a few people be like, "Oh, how could Wheeler leave for his kid's birth?" It's like,
"Oh, stop!
Shut up!
Come on!"
Honestly, like, shut up! I can't do that. I'm not doing it. Zach Wheeler has been there for this Phillies team every single time they have asked him to be there for this team in big moments, not big moments, whatever.
I'm amazed where people are.
It's crazy to me.
It's like, I mean, 20 years ago, we're all like, well, how could, you know, because
if it was a playoff game, maybe we have a discussion about maybe you skip it because it's a playoff game.
You know how many players' wives have gotten induced?
It's
insane.
Sure.
But this whole notion, like, I see people go after the camera. Well, it takes vacation. We all have vacation,
yes,
people.
That's
okay,
life.
There are vacation days. We get to use them. People have paternity. They go and watch their kid being born. I mean, it's like, really.
Yeah, we're human beings, all of us. Now, I don't want to give Joe a pass.
I don't know,
but
Joe,
you know,
is
for everyone
being.
Else gets a pass.
No,
Joe.
But this whole like people like complain about people.
Do you
taking
think he's
vacation.
Never going to come back because he's had such a great time at his college reunion and he's just going to stay
there
forever?
We work for a corporation; they give us a set amount of vacation
days. I am with
days.
You in general. Like, yes,
okay,
yes. People work. You earn the time to take off. You deserve
whenever
to take that
you
time
want,
off.
Except during football.
Yeah,
season.
But it's true. But particularly, like, look, if you're having a kid, I think we should allow him to have a kid and be there for it.
Four. Right. I love that. It's four. God bless
And
them.
Wheeler will be on the hill today. He's back. So Wheeler, Abel, Lizardo will be the starters for this Cubs series. So hopefully, to Richie's point earlier, Wheeler can kind of
And is Lizardo going to be
fascinating?
Okay.
Fascinating.
Tipping pitches.
I feel
is that
like it.
The deal?
That's what they're saying.
It just is the only, it's the most logical explanation. You know,
absolutely.
And
it was, most recently, it was four seam. They were teeing off. It was like
Toronto
they knew
looked
it
knew
was
it,
coming.
Yeah.
So is that easily correctable?
Yeah. If a tipping thing should be correctable. You know, it's not like I was worried it could be an injury, underlying dead arm, but he was still hitting 97, so it doesn't make a ton of sense. You worry, is it a mechanical thing? The tipping thing
is
makes the most
was?
Sense because right. they were so all over the like Toronto. To your point, like it didn't look like the pitches themselves were bad. It just looked like Toronato was all over them. You know
exactly where they were going.
I thought they looked like good pitches.
Yeah, he was hitting 97.
You're talking about
sweeper
like,
was moving. You know
And the zone, like you know what I'm talking about, like the plus zone that you imagine inside the box. They were sort of outside the plus zone. Mm. I thought it was like kind of a nice job by the hitter on so many occasions, so many that it was fishy.
That's what makes me think. Like again, we can't see the tipping pitches thing to our eyes. You know, that's something that professionals see. But it feels like that is by far the most likely explanation. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to our buddy Ed in Phoenixville. What up, Eddie?
So I just have a few little moments that sort of underscore like how desperate we are as a team. First of all, yesterday I was out food shopping and I saw this bar. And I was like, I'll stop in, watch a couple innings. So I stop in, sit down, and I look at the TV. It's kind of dimly lit. And I'm like, how many pitches has Paul Skeens thrown through two innings? Oh, 15? Mm. Oh, great. Then I just kind of lost hope.
One inning, he threw all of five pitches.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, before I even watched the pitch, I was like, well, we have to get to this guy early. So we didn't do that. And now this may seem like kind of petty, but I'm not really feeling too rational today. So frustrated with this team. boy, would have it been nice to get that pound of flesh from Spencer Strider. We knew that Bryce Harper.
Yeah, in hindsight, right? Yeah, it's at least we could have gotten something out of it if it was going to cause such a big issue, you know?
Our pacifism bites us in the ass.
Yeah. So, but look, either way, it wouldn't have made Harper any healthier, sadly.
No, and Rhea said earlier, like, we have only one competent outfielder. And oddly enough, he's the guy who needs the day off the most.
Yeah,
take one.
You know, Castellanos over there.
He throws the wicked sweeper. And for what it's worth, before I give my answer, Lizardo's sweeper was very flat the other day. I mean, it was kind of on like the same plane, and that's not really where you want your sweeper to be unless you wanted to get hit 450 feet. So.
Yeah, that's the other thing. And even if it's not a diminish in velocity, I know Rhea pointed this out last week, but, you know, Lizardo, because of injuries last year, has already pitched more innings this year than he did last year.
Yeah, he's past that. That's a concern.
It is possible there's some, you know, loss of life in the arm, like a dead arm. Even if the velocity isn't down, maybe there's less life to the stuff in the pitches. That's a possibility as well, Ed.
Yeah. So anyway, my timeless thing is, you know, my parents packed it for me for lunch when I was a kid, and I made one when I got home.
This is a great
yesterday.
Answer. You're going PB&J. Dude, Ed,
yeah, buddy.
That's a potential winner, man. That's exactly that
PB&J
is a perfect answer. It's timeless.
Yesterday.
I had it over the weekend. I had a PB&J
It's not the
weekend.
Same, though. It's not the same.
What's no,
not
of course same? It is.
You know, it used to be great when
it
I was like 10.
Better.
Yeah, I think that's a crazy answer, my friend. Yeah, crazy
mine
comment.
Was on like nice sourdough bread.
Yeah,
when
like,
I was a little kid.
Potato bread. Mm.
Oh, yeah, that's great,
that's
too.
That's true.
You can go, you mix it up a little bit. This sourdough bread. Really made it. Sourdough bread with some raspberry preserves.
I'm not sourdough bread in any situation. I'm in on
Peter Pan peanut butter.
So I'm a Skippy man. But.
Peter Pan is the best. Yeah. Peter Pan peanut butter.
It would have been nice if my kid actually ate sandwiches growing up. I had a torturous life until he went to high school. Literally packing him a lunch.
Yeah, so
it was a nightmare.
I don't have to do that. Zoe does, or Emily does it because, you know, I'm never there in the mornings and whatnot. But Zoe is very difficult when it comes to it.
Oh, no, it like, literally like comes home. Things. I go, what
there's
did you
like
eat? It's still
things.
In there.
We've got like a list of five. Yeah. And if it's on that list, she eats
now
it.
He's in high school and he eats lunch there.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, that's great. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to, again, be PA's number one Chevrolet EV dealer now in stock. The Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado's EVs. Together, let's drive ArmandChevy.com. Who is a better cornerback, Quinyon Mitchell or Cooper DeJean? PFF ranked DeJean ahead of Quinyon Mitchell. I've seen DeJean ahead of Mitchell on some polls. I think it's crazy. I don't get it. Do you agree? We're going to take the pulse of the fan base. All right, back to the phones in 1 minute plus coming up. I'm going to get some advice from, you know, Zoe just came up. Kids just came up. I need their advice. A life moment coming up this week for us that I need a little advice on because we haven't done it yet. I'm going to get their advice coming up in 1 minute.
If you've spent time building the right roster and earned the fans, then you need the best technology to back it all up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer and point of sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free. But that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system. It's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
Let's go back to the phones. Talk to our buddy Ken in Cinnamon. What up, Ken?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Great, Ken. Well, just great.
So-so.
Troubled.
Yeah. Okay.
But great in other ways.
Life is good if we, you know, outside of the
Phillies. Yeah, life is great other than this baseball team.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, that's the way to look at it, right? Life is great. You woke up this morning, so that's the best way to start every day. I just have one question really quick on the promo.
do we really think that Joe DeCamara is the pride of St. Joe's Prep?
No.
Like, they have a bunch of guys in the NFL.
Yeah. I feel like we could do better.
Ken, I did receive text messages on that promo last week going, really? And I go, I hear you on that.
But I will say the Bloomsburg Baller, though, for Fritz is a strong nickname.
I do love it.
That's
I do
great.
Love it.
What a good nickname.
You can do a lot with it, so I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Yeah.
So I think where we are this morning is kind of at the inflection point of realization with this team. They're not a very good. They're really a bad team without Bryce Harper in the lineup. That's obvious. They're not a very good hitting team with Bryce Harper in the lineup. And look, I hate to be the voice of reason, but the time it felt like the time to really start to make wholesale changes to the construction of this roster was after they lost to the Mets last year, and instead they decided to double down on it. And
they decided to like half double down. They just made like no moves. You know, they kind of took the offseason off. Really,
that's exactly what they did.
Yeah,
and you know, it's not that the young guys that have come through the system or are, you know, kind of were expected to be cornerstones of this team. It's not that they're terrible. It's just that they're not that good, and they haven't gotten any better. Like Bryson Stott's the same player he was when he came up.
Worse.
Alec Bohm's the same player he was when he came up. And
yeah, Bryson Stott's worse right now.
Yeah, he's worse. I mean, right when he came up, he sunk. But like once what he became in 2020, like halfway through 2022 through 2023, that player, the player today is a significantly worse hitter than that guy was.
I think for me, the problem is the disheartening part is we've been watching this group of guys for so long that we know what they are, right? So perfect example, top of the ninth, they're down by a run. Trey Turner, you know, hits a one-out double. They walk Kyle Schwarber to pitch to the four-hitter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you when they're walking somebody to pitch to the four-hitter. And when Alec Bohm came to the plate, I said out loud to nobody in particular, he's going to ground into a double play.
I said it out loud to my wife. I did the same exact thing. I was like, two on, one out, perfect spot for Bohm to ground into a double play.
Exactly.
On the first pitch?
On the first pitch.
That's exactly what I said. So, the problem is that we know who these guys are. We know what to expect, and it's just getting to the point now where it's disheartening because our optimism about the season is starting to be replaced by the reality of we don't expect to see anything new, and you just got to hope that this notion that the stars it's always been about that we need the high paid stars to carry the team. And almost like everybody else just needs to show up and fill out the lineup. And that's not true. You need everybody in the lineup to contribute. And right now, everybody on this roster is contributing to a team that doesn't drive the ball. And I think, James, I think you said it last week. Everybody wanted small ball in the offseason. Well, this is what small ball looks like. It looks like, you know, no extra base hits, no OPS, no driving of the baseball, and not a lot of scoring. So I don't know how you fix this between now and September. There's too many problems with the construction of the roster.
Yeah, so I feel similarly. Look, the only hope is obviously Harper being healthy and coming back and mattering and them adding to the team. And you know, that's a tall order right now. And then you're giving up pieces to add to a team that's a question mark to begin with. Ken, you got an answer for us for something? Who or what's timeless?
How about Blue Eyes, the chairman of the board himself?
Wow, that's a good answer there. Yeah, Blue Eyes are time. That's the kind of stuff. PB&J Blue Eyes, we're getting good answers. That's the kind of stuff I'm looking for. That is strong. 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec. I need Richie and Rhea's help and the audience's help. 215-592-9494 to chime in on this. So Zoe graduated kindergarten. I don't know if graduate's the right term, but she finished kindergarten.
Yeah.
Shout out to Elizabeth, Rachel, and Katie, her teachers, who are amazing. I love you guys. You're the best. But here's my point. Zoe's home for a week, so nothing going on. And after the show tomorrow, because I probably should have done it by now, but Zoe is very kinetic and, you know, sometimes has trouble staying in the same place the same time for a long period of time. You know, she's me with the energy and the leg shaking and all that type of stuff. But I am taking her to the movies.
Ooh.
For the first time tomorrow. We're going to go see Lilo and Stitch. She's very excited. Wasn't sure she can make it through a movie. I'm not even sure she still can, but we're going to give it a shot and we're going to find out. What advice do you guys have for me?
You know, like, because it
go after
she is,
the previews.
That's interesting. Okay,
that's
good. Yeah.
That's good too.
So set expectations in what way?
Well, you have to, she has to understand that, you know, this is a big kid thing. This is, and it takes some discipline on her part.
Yes.
To be considerate of the other patrons in the cinema, you know, and that this is a big deal. How quiet can you be? How considerate can you be? Even while you're eating, you know, it's like people might you're watching together, and it's even more fun when you watch together because everyone's scared together and everyone's happy and sad at the same time. And you can really bond over that.
Communal experience.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be rude to those in your cinematic community.
It's a kid's movie, though.
This is great.
So,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Right,
it is a kid's movie. That is
so
purposeful.
I mean, I just remember when Taken Clark, you know, for the younger, you know, when he did, you know, How to Train Your Dad, they're a little bit louder.
I'm hoping it's a little bit of a
it's not a romantic comedy,
comedy
that you're taking. Yes. But go after the previews.
Okay, so that's good advice. Yeah. That is good advice.
Because otherwise she'll be sitting there for way too long.
That's and again, I'm worried she can make it the hour 48 or whatever the movie
is
to begin with.
So,
you know, so fingers
crossed.
Don't
get a lot of candy, get popcorn.
That's good to know too.
Not a lot of sugar,
okay.
Do the popcorn.
Okay. This is good. See, this is the kind of stuff I need. 215-592-9494. Help me. My daughter is intense. She's the best. I'm obsessed with her, but she likes to move around. She likes action. So we're getting through a movie. It's happening. I need some help. 215-592-9494.
Are you going to smuggle lots of
I'll probably end up buying some stuff at the theater, but maybe, you know, we'll see how that works out, you know. But I'll do the whole experience. We'll get the jug of popcorn and the soda and the whole thing. It'll
it's
be
always
good.
The
you
fun.
Just can't.
You know
really
how excited I am. I mean, if I could only have one thing that's always into in life, it'd be movies, because that's my thing. So, and sports, obviously. But so, you know, big deal for me. So anything I
love
can do
going to
make
the
it,
movies.
I can't.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wait, anything I could do to make this better?
Have
please
you played
help me
up the popcorn thing?
Oh, like, yeah.
Just
oh, yeah. She loves popcorn
different
to begin with. She's
oh,
like a big
boy,
like pop and pop, like, you know, make it in the microwave.
Sure.
And We've got like movie theater stuff.
So she knows that this is the movie with the buttery
extra
popcorn.
Butter.
The popcorn is a big draw.
It's its own category.
Yeah, it's
the movie.
It's a big draw.
Popcorn.
It's a big draw. So
that's
anything else, any other ideas to make it more fun or help me, please, 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phones and talk to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Bill?
All right, so I had a couple things, right? So on the Eagles, Quinion slightly better. If you look, he played against the best defenders. I mean, the best receivers, always.
Yep.
Mitchell, I mean, and Cooper's great. So, and then on the Phillies, you want to make deals, but you don't want to get Paul Coffey and Dale Howard, Chuck, and Adam Oates at the end of their careers.
I like you want to get NHL there. Yeah, sure.
Paul Coffey.
You got to get with young players and keep building. You don't want to take a step back. And then on the timeless, as Jeff Lurie said, we're the gold standard. So gold. It's forever.
Nah, that's an interesting answer. Gold is, in a way, timeless. Bill was ready. Mm-hmm. He was just like, boom, boom, boom. I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, he had
very
like,
efficient phone call from
Bill. Like he was on the highway, too.
Yeah. Billy Bullet Point, right?
Billy
there.
Bullet Point. Yeah. I like that. That's good. Yeah.
He had it nailed down.
All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec. But if you haven't heard this audio, you need to hear it. We're going to play Bryce Harper on Saturday, or I believe the audio is from either Friday or Saturday after the injury was announced. Harper talking to media about the injury, and then the Rob Thompson's reaction to the injury as well. Richie has cited this already. You can hear Toppers is concerned about this. I think, you know, even with the sweep to the Pirates and, you know, just a disastrous play, the 9-10, the frustrations we see, the issues we have on the field, the Harper injury is above it all. I mean, all the stuff we're talking about, can they figure it out? Should they add all that stuff? It's all moot if Harper's done. You know, like none of it matters. The whole discussion is over. The Harper injury, the biggest news from the weekend, even despite how bad they played. Here is what Harper had to say, asked about the injury after. And we're not going to sugarcoat it. This is concerning.
It's been long enough to where, you know, it got to the point where I can't really function on a baseball field or, you know, hit a baseball or anything like that. So just a good time for me to take some time and get it right.
How similar is this to what you experienced last year?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah.
And it's gotten progressively worse. You felt it earlier, but just seems to be getting worse.
Yeah, felt it early in the season, and I tried to play through it as long as I could. And, you know, I think getting hit in the elbow has helped it, you know, just from the drainage of every all the fluid coming down. But, you know, I think... Yeah, just try to get through it the best I can, and it's going to take some time, obviously, but hopefully get it done.
They don't need any type of outlook on how long that could take or what the plan is for right now?
No, not really. Obviously, just try to, you know, get through the treatment phase and see what I can do, but we got to get it, you know, just calm down and get out there when I can.
Man, the whole thing's concerning, but you just take that last like 10 to 15 seconds when he's like, hopefully, when he talked about, we haven't even gotten to the treatment phase yet. That whole thing, he sounds, John, like somewhat resigned almost, somewhat, you know, just accepting of the fact that he doesn't know how this is going to play out. Like, that's the way I took it.
It feels like there's... you know, it's discouraging when there are complications that you weren't expecting, and it's your body that's sort of, you just don't know. You haven't had this before. Like, holy cow, thought my elbow was finally better. Thought my wrist was manageable. Now hit in the elbow by a pitch by Spencer Strider. And now that swelling is draining into wrist, making previously problematic wrist even worse, and previously surgered elbow still more problematic again. So, you know, taking steps back in two injuries that are already existing, that's frustrating. And you can hear that coming through in his voice. I mean, I'm sure you know, staring at those same fluorescent lights every day in the training room, it's no fun. And when you're working 24/7, doing everything you humanly can to get back, it's, again, exhausting and not fun. You're not getting to play the game that you love. You're doing the rehab to try to get back out there. And then you got to start winning to love the game even more, to win the game in a way that, you know, really brings that enthusiasm back. So got several steps need to take place here for this team to get back on track. And Bryce is a huge part. What are we, 1-7 this year without
one and
Bryce?
1-7, correct.
We need Bryce healthy to be
maybe even 1-8
best
after yesterday.
Version. Yeah, but it's, you know, we've won one game.
Yeah.
In his absence, he does make a difference in many ways that that you can talk about, you can't talk about. He means a lot to this team. I know Kyle Schwarber does too. Kyle Schwarber can't do it all. And when Kyle Schwarber goes a little cold, you know, what happens?
Well, and it goes even further than that. It's that Schwarber, Turner have been good. It's that, you know, if Harper's out, it's no one else is contributing. I mean, Cassianos has been fine, but everyone else has been a zero. When you go around the diamond, the JT Realmuto, Alec Bohm, Bryson Stott, the center field position, Max Kepler, that's five of your nine lineup spots have been bad. To really bad. You know, Kepler and the center field spot have been absolutely abysmal offensively. Stott, for a month, has been pretty abysmal offensively. So this is like a lineup that didn't have much room for error to begin with. You lose Bryce Harper. I mean, it really is the kind of thing that could be a killing blow, so to speak, for this team's chances.
I just wonder about the disharmony that we know that Alec Bohm has been perturbed version of Alec Bohm for quite a while. And this goes back to last season. He got benched last year for it. I mean, when do you say this year, hey, I don't like your attitude. It needs to be different or else you can sit again. I don't know. Is that pervasive? Is his dissatisfaction with whatever spreading? I know that has a tendency to happen in a locker room. You know, misery loves company, especially when you're losing. Complain, complain, complain. It's, you know, you sit there in the cold tub, nothing better to do. You do it without thinking, and then everyone's doing it, and then you're talking yourself into being even worse. It happens to the best of teams. But you don't want to encourage it. We knew it was coming. We knew Alec Bohm had issues. We knew there was something awry. We knew.
Yeah, they tried to trade him.
He was, testy. And this was, hey, let's see if it works this season. I know I talked myself into, hey, I love the way this guy can put the bat on the ball. And I love the way this guy worked and made himself a better third baseman to where now I really do depend on him. I know he'll make the play. But still, the attitude. When he swings at the first pitch in a critical situation like we saw yesterday. It's just, it's off.
It's hard to
reconcile.
And for
a team that needs every little thing to kind of get, you know, let's straighten things out and get back on the right track. We don't need pushes in the wrong direction.
Yeah, he's not a foxhole guy. I certainly don't feel like it. You know what I mean? Like, he's so not. And yesterday's a perfect example. I mean, this team at that time had lost 8-9. They're on the verge of getting swept by one of the worst teams in baseball. And you go up there and hack at the first pitch and ground
a
double play.
Did they say anything to him?
Who
knows
at this point?
Before he goes to the plate? Like,
I don't think so. Like, I don't know, but you would think that
the
amount of times you've
said, yeah, to run the bases.
They probably should. I doubt they do.
And somebody should let Bryson Stott know that the pitchers are aware he doesn't swing at the first pitch.
Yeah, it offensively.
I mean, that's what I'm wondering. Like, who's talking to these guys?
Yeah, no.
They haven't gotten better.
Yeah, and the Kevin Long was brought up our first caller saying, fire Kevin Long. Sure, you know, I'm fine with that. I don't know if it changes anything or not. But speaking of Kevin Long, Topper did comment on the Harper injury. Similarly to Bryce's comments, I don't think this is going to make you feel much better about it. But here's what Rob Thompson had to say.
It's his right wrist. It's a little sore. It's been sore for a while. He's been fighting through it. But he's just having trouble swinging. And so if it's affecting his swing, then we're going to pull him off and get it right.
Have you noticed it affecting his swing the last couple of days?
Not really, but I think, I mean, anytime, I've said it many times, feet and hands, it scares me. I think it affects guys' swings. Whether they believe that or admit to it or not, I think it does.
Do you know when he did it?
It's been a while, so I'm not sure exactly which day it was, but he's been grinding on it.
And that makes sense. I mean, Harper hasn't looked right all year long. We've talked about it, both the way he's kind of acted off the field on the bench a lot, but also just offensively. He hasn't had the same power. He hasn't had that same kind of
flair. How long have they let him play with
the Yeah. And I mean, look, how much has he forced it? And what does it mean long term? Is this surgery? I mean, it feels like we're heading towards the Phillies announcing Bryce Harper needs surgery or something, right? Like, it does feel like it's heading in that direction. Harper, you know, using terms like hopefully, you know, rest now and we'll see what the treatment is. It just feels very undefined and concerning. And without Harper, you know, it's a real, real problem. 215-592-9494 to chime in again. Plus your chance. You can come to a Phillies game with us. Even if the team is not playing well, we always have a blast at these games. It is super fun. Hang out, chat with everyone, meet listeners, meet the whole show, the whole thing. So your chance. Give us who or what is timeless at the end of your call. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Chuck in Cherry Hill. What up, Chuck?
Hey, good morning, gang. How you doing? Happy Monday, and congratulations on your daughter's graduation.
Thanks,
kindergarten.
Thanks, man. Yeah,
we used to do that every year. We would pile the guys in the car, and we would do a marathon. We would do the bowling, movies, Ponzios, and then mini golf.
Ah, love that.
And that Ponzio developed into
shout
a
shout out
thing
to Ponzios.
It was as many kids as we could put. I think, remember the old Ford Excursion.
Oh, those were huge. Yeah, obnoxiously large. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Teachers would freak out watching me put that many kids
out. It's like a clown car. They get out and just keep rolling. Yeah, that's great.
They're all in seatbelts. We're good here. But it was a blast. And we did it pretty much every year with the same guys. Cool. And,
were those excursions diesel?
No. And I think it was an excursion. It was when Ford made that real big.
No, that was the excursion was that huge one. Yeah, it was the expedition, then the excursion was the even bigger
My dad sold Fords, and I used to beg him. I would beg him, you know, that he'd get a demonstrator off the lot. Yeah. He could choose a demonstrator to drive, and, you know, he'd put the dealer plate on it. And I would beg him, Dad,
Explorer, because they were the new thing. You know, this is the mid-80s.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And I had a Mercury Mountaineer once upon a time, like the same thing.
Very cool. Yeah. And then I'm begging him, excursion. And all he would get were Aerostars. Aerostars. I was the only kid. Why do you need an Aerostar? I don't know why I did that.
Anyway, priceless time. James, go quick. Here's something that's mind-boggling to dovetail to Kenny's point. When you talk about run production and power, we ended last year with 12 guys that were OPS over 700 up, right? So that's a list of 12 guys, Harper, you know, all the way down, 12. This year, right now, you've got four players.
That's unbelievable, Chuck.
That's unbelievable. It can't happen. Nine times.
That's unbelievable.
I showed to my wife, I said, I am reading this, right? You know? She's, 12 and four. That doesn't seem, but neither does.
So it's the four. It's Schwarber, Turner, Harper, and Cassianos have to be the four, right?
You got it, man. Yeah. Schwarber, Harper, Turner, Cassianos. You got it. You got that right. And last in defense, but there's so many horrible teams. When you look at the White Sox and Rockies and you can't be last in defense when you got those four teams in Major League Baseball.
No, you're right.
Think about it. But you're watching the games now. They're still well pitched. And you're watching that one key play that's not made in the outfield that turns into a loss. And that's why they have DRS. And it's also backed up by StatCast. So there's three measurements, actually, with D-WAR. They all say the exact same thing. You know, that's their bottom three in defense. Hard to fix. Very hard to fix.
Yeah, well, and so it's one thing when you're bottom, you know, three, five, whatever, in defense, but you rake. You know, and I think, look, that 2022 Phillies team had Rhys Hoskins at first base and Kyle Schwarber in left field, and they made it the further of any of these teams because they hit. They would hit home runs. Exactly. They raked in the playoffs. Like, so you can't be a bad lineup and this bad a defense, that's a real problem.
Would you have a guy like Marsh right now who's, I'll go slower, he's a minus 0.5. So you just take that one-third of the season, extrapolate it out. If he ends up a minus 1.5, he's taking runs from the game. I mean, he's back. He's a Triple-A player right now.
Yeah, I know he is. You know? You're right.
That's what he is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, their center field position is Triple-A. The left fielder has been a Triple-A production. Right. I mean, offensively, the catcher is Triple-A production. It's been really bad offensively, Chuck. Chuck, you got an answer for who or what's timeless for us?
Yeah, I've used this quite a bit. I'll go again with watch it every Sunday night at 12 o'clock, the Honeymooners. I love it all the way out.
Sure, there you go. You'd probably have a better chance if Joe were here to vote for the Honeymooners. I think even on principle, I don't think I would vote for a show like that.
I've seen episodes
in the past when I was a kid here and there. Never really grabbed me.
Like, scenes.
Scenes, yeah.
Scenes,
you know, to the moon, Alice. Exactly. And that's pretty much it, you know. But I don't know if that's aged great, the to the moon, Alice part. 215-592. Yeah, you've seen that. But that's pretty much, you know. Yeah,
I've seen a grainy, like, split second in commercials or something.
Yeah,
that's about it.
It's definitely one that is even before the time where we start to, you know, actually remember these shows. It's really old, but I guess, you know, people still talk about it. So in a way, it's timeless somewhat. And the reason people are giving us who or what is timeless, you can come to a Phillies game with us Wednesday against the Cubs. Massive series against the Cubs. You can come to the game with us on Wednesday, hang out with the entire show. It's always a blast. We have the best time at these games, getting to know everyone. Listeners get to meet each other. You know, everyone will be down there, the whole show. In addition, you know, I'm sure, assuming he's not at his son's game, Ben Davis will swing by, Ruben Amaro, whoever is down at the game. It's always an awesome, awesome time. So really a great prize to win. And you can win it by giving us who or what is timeless. In addition to your Phillies point, as again, a absolute disaster of a weekend, John, as the Phils get swept by a Pirates team that, you know, even after the weekend is, I think, 26-40 after sweeping the Phillies. I mean, so they came into a 23-40 to start the series.
Why does it feel like every time we play the Marlins, it's like Alcantara's on the mound every
But they handle him
game.
Pretty well.
Yeah, they're decent against him, yeah.
With Skeens, it feels like the
same
thing.
Well, it's only this year. It's just the two times they've faced him. They had never faced him prior to the season. But yes, it does feel like a lot of skeins in a short period of time, and we're good. Skeins. We're good on the skeins.
Yeah, he is a monster, and that's disheartening. That guy just intimidating from the mound top. He looks huge.
Yeah, he does.
But what was their excuse on Saturday?
Yeah, exactly. And then on Friday,
I get skeins. I could live with being held to a run by skeins.
And look, on Friday, we go in with the bullpen game after that Lizardo two-inning performance. Yeah. You go in with a beat-up bullpen, and they still only give up 5 runs. Like, it's not, like, you know, unbelievable, but it's a game you should have had a chance. And they were in it. They had a chance to win it. And those at-bats, at the end of the game on Friday and Saturday, like, some of those at-bats, and look, we saw it with Bohm yesterday, the first pitch, double play, like, they are not going up. We had this whole thing with the offseason. Now they changed their approach, and it looked like, oh, you know, they're kind of doing that a bit. They're walking more. They're spraying the ball around a bit, and it feels like they've reverted back to the team they were. You know, it's going up and just hacking, and no approach, no thought to the moment in the game and what's going on, and just kind of going up and swinging and quick outs. And
the moment in that game didn't appear to be too big for the manager who's been there all of, what, about 5 minutes? Mm-hmm. I was shocked when he took skeins out.
Yeah.
And the fans ticked.
Yeah.
They're booing. And it's like, you know, worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it worked out. So, you know, 215-592-9494. Where are you at with the Phillies? I mean, if you call, we've had people calling in pretty panicked this morning, and I can't talk them off the ledge. Like, I think it is fair to be very concerned about the Phillies. 215-592-9494. You're listening to 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Bishop and Lansdale. What up, Bishop?
Hey, how you guys doing? How's your weekends?
Great, Bishop.
Good, minus the Phillies.
Well, I'm going to come from the opposite side here. I'm not worried.
Ooh, explain, buddy.
This is why. The baseball is a season of peaks and valleys, is it not?
It is. It absolutely is.
And right now, the Phillies are in the valleys. Now, I get it, you know, with Harper being out and now with Zach Wheeler now coming back. The starting pitching has been great, and that is what gives me optimism that this team is going to bounce back. If you have good starting pitching, you can beat almost anybody.
Yeah, but you need to score runs and you need to hold leads. Yeah. I generally agree with you, but when you're bad offensively, defensively, and your bullpen isn't good, it's hard for, no matter who your starting pitching is, it's hard for you to win games consistently.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. The weather here has not been great. And when this weather gets warm, I believe the team's going to start hitting.
Oh, I can't do that in season thing. Come on.
Stop. That's the way it's always been.
But, Bishop, that means other teams will start hitting better too.
It hasn't been in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, I don't think this is just it'll get warm and they'll hit. I mean, what, you think it's going to get warm and all of a sudden JT Realmuto is going to get 5 years younger?
I'm not talking about, you know, guys like JT. If I'm about, like, I don't
like
know.
Schwarber can't hit much better. Turner can't hit much better. I mean, those guys have been awesome. Like, the point is Max Kepler good? No, I don't think so. No. We know that Marsh and Rojas aren't good. We know what Alec Bohm is. Sadly, it's starting to look like we might know what Bryson Stott is, and it's not what we want him to be. Like, just saying it's going to get warm out, and all of a sudden these guys are going to do something they haven't done.
I'm not saying all of them. Like, Castellanos would hit with more power when it gets a little warmer. His numbers have always been that way. And I believe they're going to add at the deadline. I'm not saying they're going to add all-stars, and they don't have to. They just need to upgrade what they have.
Bishop, I think they might need to do a lot. Like, I think they need a bullpen piece. I think they need a bat minimum. Like, that's minimum of
are there right-handed bats out there?
Well, they desperately need a right-handed bat.
I mean, ridiculous.
It's very left-handed heavy. But again, I don't know what's going to be available, what it's going to cost. I mean, just to get a bullpen arm last year, it costs a lot. So I don't share your it'll be fine optimism, Bishop.
I know not many people do, but I've seen a lot of baseball teams over the years go through the same thing.
Look, I was just talking to John earlier. I mean,
the
Texas Rangers in 2023 won the World Series. They lost 10 games in a row in August.
Like,
it can happen. It can happen. But it does feel like when we watch this team and you know, day in, day out,
we've seen this team for 3 years.
Yeah, it feels more flawed than
the weekend was not great. It was not great at all. Yeah. The last couple of years have not been great for this team. But I've seen baseball a lot of times. A lot of teams have gone through stuff like this, maybe not quite as bad But this team is filled with veterans who have been there and done that, and I think they're going to bounce back.
I hope you're right, Bishop. I do. I hope so. Bishop, you got an answer for us for Thomas?
No, I don't. No,
all right. All right, Bishop, just coming in to talk Phils, bringing positivity. I can't get there. And look, to his point, you know, it was an interesting weekend for this Bob Nightingale article to come out. And this is reading directly from the article. Here's what Bob Nightingale said. I believe this came out on Saturday. Was that right, Rhea?
Either late Saturday or early Sunday.
Yeah. So it was definitely, they had already, you know, been in the midst of struggles. So it is, you know, notable. This is directly from Bob Nightingale's column over the weekend at USA Today. Nightingale said, the Philadelphia Phillies, Seattle Mariners, Chicago Cubs, and San Diego Padres are expected to be the most aggressive teams at the deadline. He said the Phillies will be looking for a center fielder and bullpen help. I mean, great, they need that. But as that article comes out and they're in the midst of losing the first two and then go on to lose the last one, I mean, my first thought when I saw that article, John, because, you know, you would think, all right, great, exciting, whatever. My first thought was, but should they be aggressive? Yeah. Like, do I want to give up any of my prospects who I'm excited about for this group right now? Do I think they're just a trade or two away? Like, I don't know. I get it, and I understand this group is where they are from a window perspective and a, you know, organizationally.
That's what we're talking about.
Get it, but at the same time, is it smart? Is it smart to add to this team, or do they have to step back and say, you know what, it's a sunk cost? They're not good enough.
This team is built to win now over the next 2-3 years. So, yeah, it's time to go for it. It's time to buy. It's time to – my question, when the bullpen comes up, we need to add a center fielder and bullpen help. How much help is bullpen help? How many arms
I mean,
can
I don't
use?
Trust anyone. Yeah, like, right. We have three guys that we kind of trust, right? Strom, Kirkring, and Romano, we could say, like, to varying degrees of trust. Yeah. I wouldn't trust any of them to get a big out with the season on the line. Like, none of them. Zero. Much less the guys below them, who I don't trust at all. Like, Squata. It's a really bad bullpen right now. And this is coming off a year, John, let's not forget, where we had a bullpen that we thought was one of the best we had seen. We had two middle relievers make the All-Star game and deserve it in Strom and Hoffman. And then we get to the playoffs and they fall apart. So it's, you know, and we're talking about guys who had great years. Like, think about going into the playoffs with this bullpen we have right now. Think about playoff innings where it's like, oh, I wonder who Tauber's going to go to. Oh, Joe Ross is coming in a huge spot. Cool. That should go well. It's just, they are a flawed team right now, John.
So how many? How many bullpen arms? How many bullpen arms can we use?
Right.
Realistically.
Two, three, whatever. I mean, you know, realistically.
Is that doable?
No. I think the most they would trade for is two.
Okay.
And realistically, if I had to bet, I bet they only trade for one. But two is you know, they need to add a couple arms. They need to add one guy who you, like, they need a real dude we can count on. Like, Jose Alvarado is the only guy this season who I've felt any confidence in when they come into a game.
Thanks, Jose.
Yeah, tell me about it. So, yeah, it's a real problem. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jim in Collingdale. Hey, Jim.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, yeah.
With this team, I think they've been, even though they have a winning record, they have been so predictable all season. There's no emotion and there's no accountability. They seem to, you know, they're in the close games and then they lose it. And it's almost like, oh, well, like, nobody steps up. I wish one player would step up and just say, hey, listen, right now we stink, but we're going to try to correct this, you know, moving forward. But I think the other problem is, too, if I was the owner, I would really push the panic button. Like, I would get, even though they can't right now, but I would get rid of GM, the moves or lack of moves he's made in the last couple of years haven't really helped the team at all. And I think the peak with this team, believe it or not, was the
2022. Yeah, it might be. It might end up being, you know.
Right. And then since then, if you look at it, each year, yeah, okay.
It's gotten worse.
Next year, yeah, they have a great, you know, record during the regular season.
No, we get it. They've finished in a worse round each of the years.
I felt like we made it a priority to get more athletic and more capable defensively each year, and it backfired in the offense department. You know, like, once upon a time, Reese Hoskins was out there playing, well, left field, first base. Mm-hmm. And we were good. Schwarber out there in left field. Yep. Reese at first base was the offense when we were most potent.
Mm-hmm.
And man, we were so frustrated. Every series, you know, you could count on some flubs here and there from both guys defensively. But we were good, and we could hit when it mattered. We got hot when it mattered then.
Correct. And unfortunately, I think especially 2022, and it may be even 2023, they were living off the long ball.
Yeah, which is usually how teams win these days, you know. Jim, right. You got an answer for us for who or what's timeless?
I would say blue jeans.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong, honestly.
Awesome answer.
It's a pretty good answer. You said it like jokingly, but actually it's a
jeans.
Pretty great answer. Yeah, they are and have been for a long time. All right, 215-592-9494, your last chance to win Phillies tickets with us to come to a Phillies game on Wednesday against the Cubs. Come with the whole show. We all hang out. It's a great time. Your last chance. Give us who or what is timeless and get in to react to the Phillies. A disastrous weekend. Somehow, even though they're 9 games or 8 games over 500, it feels like the low point of the season, which is crazy to say, but it does feel like that. And it feels reasonable. It feels like it makes sense to look at this team right now and look at all the holes and the flaws in the way they've been playing and be concerned moving forward and question, should they make moves at the deadline? 215-592-9494. Your calls coming up. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
A hotel can offer a great club or a bar, a resort. Well, they could provide a high-end restaurant or a spa. But if you want it all, that's dining, bars, pools, spa, gaming clubs, and shows. It takes much more than the boardwalk. It takes a village. It takes a Borgata. If it takes the best dining tables under the same roof as the best gaming tables, if it takes one pool being just a dozen pool lengths away from the next, if it takes trying your luck and a new dish on the same night, if it takes room service and bottle service, it takes nothing short of a village to make your stay. So they built one, and they call it Borgata. Visit theborgata.com to learn more.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.